It's Susie. Are you awake yet? 5:52 is her time here in Houston's Morning News. The world of woke. Although I feel like there's still a rather silent, quiet pushback on that, but we'll get to that in a second. Alan Pfeiffer's with us. He's a writer and American thinker. He wrote a story about what is next in the world of wokeism. And I'm afraid to ask the question, Alan, but I'll go ahead and ask, what is next?
Good morning, Jimmy, and welcome from the free state of Florida. Just about anything is the short answer. Wokeism is a little bit like Sherman's march to the sea, destroying everything in their path. And there's always what's next. Things that we considered to be totally off, out of the realm of possibility. Open homosexuality, gay marriage, transgenderism, sex with children, open borders, anti-capitalism. The list goes on and on and on. So, you know, I was sitting there one day and trying to figure out what is next. And then I ran across an article by a Yale professor who was talking about that that he believed that people over 65 that were no longer working should commit suicide.
And I
realized that this was not some Looney Tune by himself in an echo chamber, but he was actually repeating what other people are saying in Europe, where assisted suicide is already occurring even among teenagers for non-life-threatening conditions because they can't contribute to society and it's okay for them to check out. How do you feel about that?
Well, here's what happens with that, I would think, is that once you're done trying to convince people they need to commit suicide if they're not a contributing member of society, what the next logical step would be to do what? To just go ahead and make that decision as a government entity and kill you if you don't kill yourself.
Soylent Green, indeed. Yes. Listen to this. This is something I read. The Great Reset is an initiative by the World Economic Forum to, as they put it, urgently build the foundations of our economic and social system for a fairer, sustainable, and more resilient post-COVID future. The problem is that WEF sees the overpopulation as the key problem. Well, does suicide kind of meet that need? When the woke people get together, and you got to remember that woke is about youth. You know, there's not as nearly as many people over 40 that are considered woke as there are under 40. We're at a point now where people are just waking up to the fact that they may be that Soylent Green in the next 5 or 10 years.
Yikes.
Wokeism has no limits, Jimmy.
Alan, let me ask you about this, because clearly there's some pushback, although I think far too much of it is silent pushback. Here's an example. Evidently, a business organization did a study about people getting hired and what they put on their resumes, and they found that companies were reluctant if they did hire at all people who put their preferred pronouns on their resume. I assume they probably look at that, and even if they're a bit of a woke company, they probably look at something like that and say, well, there's an HR nightmare if we hire that person. Those people, a lot of those people aren't even getting considered. So that tells me that even though we seem to be putting up with a lot of this wokeism, deep down inside, we don't want to.
You're absolutely right, but you got to remember that's protected speech. So sooner or later, what's going to happen is one of these people who sees their resume rejected, probably for other good reasons, is going to sue and win. So that then will become something that the wokists have been able to get us to cram down our throats. Mm. You're right. There's the majority of people are against wokeism, but wokeism is also cloaked in racism, and racism is an inoculation that prevents many people from speaking out.
You're right. There's no scarier word for most people. Alan, got to leave it at that for now, but good to talk to you, sir. Appreciate it. With American Thinker, that is Alan Pfeiffer.